everyone. Two things have happened in Grace Assembly. Pastor Amit came and reintroduced us to the first verse of the Bible in a very astonishing way, where God introduced himself as God the Creator. In the beginning, it was a mess. And God recreated things, and we have the beauty that we have. And then Pastor Collins came and said, let's talk about money. Money answers all things. And I realized there is a connection. Whilst a lot of people are complaining and jumping from country to country thinking the solution is in the country, the solution is not in any country. The solution is in the Word of God. I don't understand. So God can't bless me here. God needs me to go somewhere else. God is God anywhere and everywhere. I'm not saying people shouldn't travel. If you feel led to travel, travel. I don't hold on to people, but it is not true that God can bless you here. So the creativity or the creative power of God that we have intrinsically, and the knowledge of how to approach money so that we don't have just anointing, no money. The two things we're going to discuss today, it is an interactive service. Where is Minister Bright? Come here. Come here. Before praise and worship started, you already started preaching. Get behind your machine. And this man came here. Oh, this service is anointed. Glory to God. And he played the tune, "You Raise Me Up." Do that again. So that I can stand on mountains. For me to be raised, that means I was raised from a level that was not right. You'll raise me up so I can stand on mountains. Can you just play? I pray that this opens the heavens for us.
Stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore.
Please remain standing with me. It is a prayer as much as it is a hymn. It is a confession based on the expectation. The song says, I am strong when I'm standing on your shoulder. Not standing on desperation. Not standing on depression. Not standing on the possibilities of what can go wrong. He says, you make me walk on stormy seas. And there's a lot of storm going on, but if we will allow the Lord to raise us up and position us, even the stormy seas, we're going to walk on them. This morning, I bring you the word of the Lord, and a lot has been going on. Proverbs 21, verse 5a, the Passion Translation of the Bible. It says, brilliant ideas pay off and bring you prosperity. Brilliant ideas pay off and bring you prosperity, but making hasty, impatient decisions will only lead to financial loss. I titled my message, Brilliant Ideas, the surefire way to emerge. Brilliant Ideas, the surefire way to emerge. Please stay with me. This is the way the Lord is going to lift me up. You can't follow the direction of the Lord if you don't know the way. Brilliant ideas, the surefire way to emerge. The word surefire, I picked it by purpose, on purpose, because surefire means certain to get successful results. Brilliant ideas, the certain way to get successful results so that you can emerge. Emerge from what was supposed to submerge and did submerge some people. Emerge into prominence, eminence, and loaded with money. Brilliant ideas, the surefire way to emerge. Because the Passion Translation says, brilliant ideas pay off and bring you prosperity. May none of us be left out in Jesus' mighty name. Father, this morning as we go into the word of the Lord, enlighten our darkness. The psalmist says, the Lord will enlighten my darkness. Open our understanding to know that there can be a way where there used to be no way. That instead of complaining, instead of snapping, instead of getting frustrated, instead of backsliding and not coming to church, that we listen, that in the season of stormy waters and stormy seas, we can walk on the problem. That we may emerge according to the design of God. I hold bound every contrary spirit that hitherto used to hinder the people of God from hearing God, but today your heart to be open, knowledge and wisdom will infiltrate your heart, and you are going to come up with brilliant ideas that are going to cause you to prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, because as the service started on a powerful note, it will end gloriously in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You raise me up. How could it be? By giving you brilliant ideas So that you can stand strong when people are failing. So that you can walk on what is submerging people. Proverbs 21 verse 5a, brilliant ideas pay off. The word pay off has to do with money. When you're paid off, you're talking a mullah. Brilliant ideas pay off, correct, and bring you prosperity. It is one thing to receive a payoff, is another thing for you to enter the realm of prosperity. Brilliant ideas. How come nobody has been talking about this? The prayer is good. It's time for us to create ideas. The surefire way to emerge. Now, brilliant creative ideas is a major way of emerging loaded with money. I'm going to say that again. Brilliant creative ideas is a major way, it's not the only way, is a major way of emerging from what was supposed to submerge you, and you emerge loaded with money. Brilliant creative ideas is a major way of emerging. And a lot of that has not been spoken in church. So a lot of brilliant ideas come from outside of the church. And then we gather the remnant. David said, my cup runneth over. And so what is running over, we go and collect. It's the man with the brilliant idea that his cup will run over. I spoke to you on Wednesday. It was an online service. I want to talk about emerging loaded with money. Yes. You can emerge somehow. You can emerge anyhow. But me, I'm going to emerge loaded with money. What about you? Whatever you're going through, if you come out of it and you are still on the same level, how good can that be? Now, listen to me. It was Joseph's brilliant idea that helped him emerge from slavery and imprisonment loaded with money. It was Joseph's brilliant idea that helped him emerge from slavery and imprisonment loaded with wealth. When he was put in prison, listen to me. Because he was not sentenced to any term. He's been in prison, really, was terminal. There was no record, he was there. There was no judgment. There was no time he was supposed to be released. He should have been there all his life. I want to say prayer. Whatever situation you have experienced as an individual, as a family, that is supposed to terminate your joy, terminate your inheritance, terminate your prosperity, it will not be so. You will emerge loaded like Joseph in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me talk to you. Joseph's brilliant idea helped him to emerge from slavery. His brothers sold him to slavery. And when they did, they made a statement, a terminal statement. Let us see what will become of his dream. Can I tell you something? If you're not careful, what you're playing with may become the terminal story, which means it started like this, it continued like this, and it ended like that. I cancel that termination in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That prognosis that you will die like that, no, it's not going to be. You are emerging in Jesus' mighty name. They said, let us see what will become. Meaning, kosin konkanto mashele. We have decided the end of this man. Who has spoken when Jehovah has not spoken? They packed their words and they ate their words. When he removed his head coverings, he says, it is me, Joseph. The people that have said, and they look powerful, as the Lord lives before whom I stand. The people who are behind some of the problems you have, they will bow to you the way these ones bow to Joseph in the name. I don't care who it is, they will bow because the Lord is the same in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only a matter of time. It was Joseph's brilliant ideas that helped him to emerge. Listen, I don't warn you. The prayer is good. If you don't have the idea, I don't know. It was Joseph's brilliant idea that helped him emerge from slavery and imprisonment. Slavery is bad. They put you in a jail. No term, no records, no court, no hearing. Nobody even knows you're there. Even if you die, nobody knows. And he came out of all of that. He emerged loaded with wealth. Brilliant creative ideas is a major way of emerging loaded with money. And money solves a lot of problems. Ecclesiastes 10:19. The English Revised Standard Version of the Bible says, people enjoy eating. Read with me. People enjoy eating and wine makes life happier. But money solves a lot of problems. See you. You're still sitting, crossing your leg. How many of your problems are left if you had $20 million? No, I want to test you. I want to test now. You will even build house for your enemy. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he causes the enemy to be at peace with him. Imagine knocking on the door of your enemy, say, you see, they here, this paro. Anyway, come here. Come and live in this house. Take the key. Take the title paper. Say, are you still my enemy? Say, for where? I'll be your servant. His wife will even slap him. Say, thank you, sir. Reprocede for the man. Money. Come on now, solves a lot of problems. Can I ask you something? Let me give you another adage. This one is a local one. Say, money check insult. Let me try this people on this. I say, money check insult. Can I get a witness? I say, money check insult. Where? Somebody put on the internet, say, money does not need to speak good English. When I heard that one, say, good English, where they speak, now money I need, oh. See, by the time I have money, any English, even when I get my construction wrong, you'll be shouting hallelujah. Money doesn't need to speak good English. Now, when you still want respect, money check insult. My prayer is that you are going to emerge loaded in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Money solves a lot of problems. Can I ask you, should we get some money or not? No, not even answer. I say, should we get some money or not? Should we get small money or medium money or plenty money? Okay, let me ask you, money fit you? No. I said money fit you? Money fit me? Now me, money go like, oh. Tell money, say, money fit me. Come here. Praise God. Anybody that is not saying what I'm saying should go to another church. Money fit us in Grace Assembly. If you don't say amen, please go to another church. Can I tell you something? Brilliant ideas. Is there? Pays off. And brings what? You prosperity. Why have we not been praying about brilliant ideas? You know, the person you're working for, you're working for the person because the person gave birth to a brilliant idea. Oh, you don't like what I'm saying. But is it the truth or not? You will not work for somebody that does not have a brilliant idea because he will not have anything. Hey, wahala today, Lene. People are looking at me and say, I'm not going to grieve for you. I want your level to change. That's why I'm giving you the equation. Let me prove it to you. Joseph felt he needed Pharaoh to deliver him from slavery, shame, and imprisonment. And he told the butler, tell Pharaoh to help me. He felt he needed Pharaoh. You know what God did? God made Pharaoh to need Joseph. You still don't get it? Joseph failed for my life to change. I need Pharaoh to help me. Pharaoh found out that there is a man that can help me, that all the people in my kingdom cannot help me. He said, go and bring him out. The first way he helped him is first enlighten his darkness. He knew something was wrong by that dream, but he didn't know what exactly was wrong. And when he told him what was wrong, Pharaoh still needed help. Oh, if it's going to be this bad, a worldwide famine. In my own time, not my father's time, who's going to help me? The place was quiet. Joseph, again, proved to be the only one that could help the person he thought could help him. When the Lord turn our captivity around, we shall be like them that dream. The one who thought he needed help became the helper of the person that he thought could help him. And the moment, and what was the big help? The big help was a creative idea on how to deal with the famine so that the famine doesn't deal with Pharaoh. Brilliant ideas pay off. And what was the payoff? A man that had no immigration papers, had no passport, had no visa, became instantaneous second in command. Brilliant ideas pay off and bring you what? Prosperity. How can a single man bring 70 people into a nation that he had no passport for and put them in the best part of the land called Goshen? And from the first time they bought food, he returned their money. And for all the time that the famine continued, they never bought food. One man, 70 people. If that's not the definition of prosperity, oh God, you may have money, but if 70 of us needed you to feed us, pay our rent, send our children to school, your money go finish. For 7 years, they live in the best heart. That is why this scripture is true, that brilliant ideas pay off and bring you into prosperity. Who is the next person to profit from this scripture? Just wave your hands to the Lord. We started with Psalm 105, verse 37a. I'm going to ask you some questions, so get ready. The New Living Translation says the Lord brought his people. Someone say his people. Where are you, church? His people. The Lord didn't bring anybody. He brought his people. If you know you're his people, say his people. He brought his people out of Egypt that was going to submerge them in slavery. And he brought them out loaded, the Bible says, with silver and gold. When God wants to bring you out of what should submerge you, he doesn't bring you out like Joseph wanted to now escape from jail. We came in through the back door. You're going out through the front door, loaded with prosperity, loaded with prominence, loaded with eminence. If you're that person, can you shout hallelujah? I didn't say hallelujah. Shout your imagine hallelujah. The Lord brought his people, and he has not changed, out of Egypt. Loaded. It's scripture. Loaded with silver and gold. Meaning they emerged from slavery and trouble loaded with money. My prayer is that you and I will also emerge into prominence, into eminence, loaded with money in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Money is a major reward for solving problems or creating solutions. Money rewards brilliant ideas. Look at Facebook. The first day I heard the word Facebook, it sounded like a stupid name. Facebook. What's that? Facebook. What has face and book got to do with it? Today, I don't pack my words. I don't eat them. No, think about it. Facebook. Does it make sense? Face your book. Hey, it's better you say face your book. And that stops in university. This Facebook, even in the palace, even in the president's room, he day there. The Bible says that the lizard has no glory, but is found in the palace of the king. Facebook. Brilliant idea. That's the problem. And all our youth now, they're doing videos for Facebook, Instagram, to get what is overflowing. Imagine the money the person who owns Instagram is making. Our girls are doing nonsense so that they can get small money from Instagram. Somebody owns Instagram. He's giving you the running over. And you're misbehaving, losing your morals, acting stupid all over the place. And just because of that. When Instagram should be owned by a Nigerian. Should be owned by a Christian. You see, you don't have faith for that kind of thing. Should be owned by a Christian. And all the Christians have Instagram account. We have Facebook account. No matter what it's called, TikTok account and so on. You're just accounting yourself instead of owning the thing. If you like, clap for me. If you like, don't clap for me. Money, this is what a man called Femi Paul says. Money is a major reward for solving problems or creating solutions. Any institution you're working for is because they have a brilliant idea that is working. Anybody you're serving is because the person has a brilliant, creative idea. Why don't you develop one? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and darkness was on the face of it. And God changed it by creative powers. And he made you like himself. He said, when you encounter a mess, you solve the problem. So what was meant to submerge you catapults you. If Joseph had gone through the side door, we'd never have heard of him anymore. He came out. A brilliant idea. This is what Pharaoh will do. Do you know the people that don't value you? They are not your ogre. You are just passing through their life. See, when Joseph met his own ogre, he recognized him instantly. There was no amount of money that he was not going to give Joseph. Do you know Joseph's account throughout the 7 years? Nobody cross-checked it. There was no auditing. The Bible says he brought all the money to Pharaoh's house. Nobody. Check it out. Money is a major reward for solving problems or creating solutions. I want to ask the question. Bring out my slide again. If the Bible says brilliant ideas pay off and bring prosperity, does this scripture speak only to Christians or believers? I'm going to ask you the question again. Do you think this scripture speaks only to believers or Christians? I want somebody to put up their hand and answer me and tell me why. Yes, sir. Where's my microphone? Brilliant ideas pays off and bring you to prosper. I'm going somewhere.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Patrick Imaji is the name. It is not, spoken to the Christian or believers alone. It's a universal statement.
It is a what? It's a universal statement. Just in case some people don't know what universal means, what does universal mean?
Worldwide. For all humanity.
For all of humanity.
Be you Christian, Muslim, Hindu.
So anybody that has a
brilliant idea.
Idea will do what?
Will have a fire, surefire way. So if you look at most of the ideas in the world are created by unbelievers. Most of the ideas. I was just whispering to my brother, I said, sometimes we become too restricted, too religious, to be able to think to the level of going out of the points to create idea. And the people that are not even churchy, that are not even Christians, are creating ideas that we are enjoying today. Look at the Facebook, look at the TikTok, look at the Instagram. These people have never gone to church in their life. And today the church is using the platform to reach the gospel. When are we going to come out to the level for which the church will create something and the world will be
coming to subscribe? What are your hands doing? If you're not clapping, you're jealous that you didn't give this answer. Smartchat, TikTok, I hear is from China. China no send anybody church. They don't even know anything about it. Every government in the world is finding a way to manage the power of TikTok and Snapchat. It is disrupting their society. They're legislating because all they need to do is create that thing. and they can use it to spy, they can use it to do all kind of havoc, they can use it to influence public opinion right from China. And everybody is on that platform. And they are making stupendous amount of money and influencing our children in their thinking. And we can't stop it. You try stopping your children. Say, you will never use Snapchat or Instagram or so. What will happen? They will defy you. The power of a brilliant idea, it is out of control. It makes you look like a god. America is sweating over Snapchat. And America is sweating over TikTok. How do we stop this? It was on CNN. A whole America. It was one individual. It was not the government that created TikTok. It's an individual that created it. Brilliant ideas pay off and bring you to prosperity. I want to ask, let me hear from a lady. Is this scripture speaking to only Christians or everybody? Will it work for anybody else, whether you're Christian or not? Yes. But to whom was this scripture given to first? This statement was given to who first? The Christians. The unbelievers are profiting from it more than the people that it was given to. You need to put your hand on your head and say, yay. What was I thinking about? I want to ask another question. Could it? Joseph emerged as an unequal prime minister of the ancient world. The Bible says all governments came to buy food from Egypt. He became unparalleled, unequal prime minister of the ancient world because of a brilliant idea. I want to ask this question. Could it have been anyone else rather than just Joseph? Could someone else who didn't interpret Pharaoh's dream but heard the dream about the famine and could anyone else have created the solutions to the impending worldwide famine? You don't get it. Joseph comes and interprets the dreams. And after they heard the dream, somebody else, Pharaoh said, this is bad news. I don't know what to do. Is it possible that somebody else could have created the brilliant idea of how to deal with the famine and not allow the famine to deal with Pharaoh? In fact, how to propel Pharaoh to emerge superior to other kings and kingdoms in the face of a problem that submerged everybody else? Could it have been anybody else? Why did you say yes? Let me hear from you. Let me hear from him. Okay, I want to hear from him. Please leave the microphone on. Don't turn it off.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, sir, I will say no.
Why?
The reason I'm saying no is each and every one of us, we have different name. And each and every one of us, we have different destiny and future. Now, it was Joseph's destiny to interpret a dream in order for him to become a prime minister. And that is the reason in the world of nowadays, you don't need to imitate anybody. You need to be yourself because you can never compare Panadol with paracetamol. This is me, original me. Anyone that is trying to like do anything like me is imitating me, which is imitation, of which I am the right owner of that thing.
Okay, I hear you. I hear your answer stops at interpreting the dream.
Yes.
Interpreting the dream, I remember that Joseph said to Pharaoh, God will give you an interpretation of the dream. So we know that it's God that gave Joseph. That's an anointing, and Joseph gave to Pharaoh. But when it came to the brilliant idea of how to administer the famine, my question is, that was not an anointing. That was creative idea. Could anybody else have been able to hear what the problem is, and because a person has a power of thought, the person has administration, the person has experience, could have crafted a solution like that. That's where it is. I agree with you this far. But after that point, you want to think about it. Let's hear Moiwa. Moiwa, did you put your hand up? Give him the microphone. But clap for him. Yay. Inkombe Laroy.
Good morning, church.
Good morning, Moiwa.
Yes, I believe someone else would have come up with the idea.
If you agree, clap. If you don't agree, don't clap.
From my little experience in working, I found out that there is no monopoly of ideas.
There's no what?
Monopoly of ideas.
No monopoly over ideas.
If you think you have an idea somewhere and there's nobody else thinking about it, it is a lie. Exactly that thing you're thinking of, there's somebody else somewhere that has the same idea. If you don't move, that person is going to move. I remind you, sir, when we were working on this place, there used to be a place we used to buy food 2 streets away.
Okay.
Prior to when we started this job, yeah, one of my friends, his wife had told me that I want to be selling only ofada rice.
Okay.
And I said, why not? It will work. This was 10, 12 years ago. Why don't you do it? She kept procrastinating. And then somebody else told me that I want to be selling only porridge and pepper. 2 different people, they didn't know each other. 1 year later, we were working there, and somebody opened professional a while going, porridge and ofada rice there. The woman made so much money, 4 members of her family. She sent them all through school, all through university, same business, same idea, but somebody moved when others did not.
What are your hands doing? No monopoly over good ideas. Hey, anybody else? Could anybody else who heard the interpretation of the dream, could a person have come up with a brilliant idea outside of Joseph, Minister Maria?
What?
Hallelujah.
I believe that any other person could have done it, executed it. Let me give you an example. I work with a South African franchise. And before I joined, everything came from SA. Everything, including
everything they used came from.
They used crockery, furniture, signages, everything. It was a very, very expensive brand. And so we were not getting enough people to join the franchise.
Okay.
But when we were about to open a new branch, because when I came in, all the branches were already existing. So when we were about to open a new branch, I said to them, after a meeting, I said, there are certain things we can do here in Nigeria. We don't have to import all these things. We have creative people that can even do it better in Nigeria. And we have done it, and it has worked.
Come on now.
It has worked. Before, you will have to bring the counter from there.
From South Africa.
Bring the furniture. They will have sewn it from there. You'll have to do absolutely everything. So what the SA people look at me and say, Maria, stop, don't get ideas, don't get new ideas, don't get ideas. That's what they tell me.
That's
what they tell me, stop having ideas. Stop.
Because your ideas change the trajectory.
Yes, exactly. So
come on, can you please help me celebrate somebody with brilliant ideas that an international franchise took her counsel, and now you have more franchises across
exactly. And these things are achievable. We're giving our Nigerians the jobs to do. And it's working. So I believe that someone can have an idea. I mean, the visionary of where I work has no idea about food. But we are there to make things happen. So it's not a spiritual thing. It's just how to apply yourself. Think. We need to think more of how we can do things better.
What are your hands doing? We need to think more how we can do things better. You know, the Bible says, but we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is not just to pray and read scripture. We have the mind, the workings, the intellectual capacity, the powerful creative ability of God was given to us. But how can you use what you don't know you have? That's why you should come to church. Church would, the Bible says the word of God is a mirror. It will show you who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully and dangerously made like God. You can do a lot of things God does, even if you don't pray. Because the gifts of God are without repentance. The Bible says, as he is, so are you in this world. Ah, you are Lord, shine for me. May the Lord open our understanding so that we can see the hope of our calling. Bring my video up. There's a video I saw as I was meditating. I stumbled into this video and I brought it for you. Put out the lights. It's a short video, 30 seconds or something. Just play this video. Starting from beginning and put up the volume. Don't waste my time. Stop it. Stop it. Rewind. Put up the volume. When I say we're going to play a video, put the volume up. Let's go. Release it. Start it from beginning. Yeah. All right. Say it again, I am an answer. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. Brilliant ideas pay off. If your pay is not looking good, perhaps you don't generate brilliant ideas. If you're still pursuing prosperity, please keep pursuing, but this is a time you need to open your ability to understand how fearfully and dangerously made that you are, that you can come up with brilliant ideas that will bring you prosperity. This one is saying you will pursue. It will bring you prosperity. That's what this service is all about this morning. I want to ask another question. How many of you remember the story, the parable of the rich fool in the Bible? Can I see your hand up? The parable of the rich fool. Oh, some of you don't know. You don't know that in the Bible, Jesus told the parable of the rich fool. Okay. That's found in Luke 12. And the Lord God called him the rich fool. But he had a lot. He says, the business of a man produced so much. He broke his barns, which represent banks, and built bigger ones and stacked up everywhere. And he said, I don't need to work forever again. He said, relax now, let my soul enjoy the plenty of God. It was a fact. And the Lord called him that night, oh fool, your soul will be required from you, and that which you prosperity you now claim that you don't give glory to God, let us see who will enjoy it. But the point is, the fool made a lot of money. If a fool can make a lot of money, and you are not a fool, why shouldn't you and I make our own money? Jesus said a fool made a lot of money. And I've told you before that just because somebody has money, they can't intimidate me. Because you may be lucky, you may use connection. All I need to do is to wake up, smell the coffee, put my life into gear, produce brilliant results, and we will go know who be who. When the Bible says the whole creation is awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God, it's not a spiritual thing. It is you coming into full bloom. It is a Joseph that was supposed to be buried and forgotten, becoming the prime minister of the most important country in the world, where all governments came to buy food, so that the stone that was rejected becomes the chief cornerstone. This is the doing of the Lord and is marvelous in our eyes. I release that prophecy into somebody's life, that if you will allow this word to provoke you to wake up and to call on the creative capacities that God has invested in you, and that you let your darkness be enlightened by the prayer and the word of God, that you will come with creative, brilliant ideas, and prosperity will knock on your door, and you'll become an enigma by which many people will say, take me to your God. If God could take a nobody that should be submerged because of your lack of education, because of your problems, because of your nation, and you become the talk of this world, I want to serve that God. So if somebody say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Joseph was not even a citizen. You know, whatever you think is limiting you is not true. Everybody will make room for the person that brings the solution for their life. It's not true. Protocol can be broken. There are people that can make phone calls, and without a visa, you enter the country. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. I am telling you. You know, any limitation that they tell you about is at your level. You know, I can have so much money, they will sell the bank to me. Because if I pull my money from that bank, the bank will crash. I can tell the bank what I want. I can tell the bank who should be on the board. When they say there are no jobs, it's not true. There are people that can put somebody in a job anywhere they want, including United Nations. You see, you don't even know. Brilliant ideas pay off. Pay off and break protocol, break all the rules for you, and bring you prosperity. You know, I want to say something to those of us Africans, because we're always worried about our relatives. We're always, the way you're thinking, you cannot help your relatives. When Joseph came up with a brilliant idea, his father, his brothers, their dog, their cattle, their everybody in Goshen. Don't spend too much time listening to people who tell you what cannot be done. Move with some of us that tell you it can be done. Don't let what people say bring you down. You need to look for an instigator. You need to look for an inspiration that will call on what you got, and you will emerge victoriously and powerfully. If the rich fool could make money, it means that you don't need a lot of sense to make money. Because God says this man doesn't have any sense. A fool is a fool is a fool is a fool is always a fool. Luke chapter 12. Go and read it from verse 13 to 26 or something like that. You know, I want to challenge you. Look at yourself. You are not a fool. In fact, you look like the real article. Somebody say, thank you, Pastor. That's a compliment. You look dangerous. You look like the boss. You look like the ruler. You look like the person in charge. I'm trying to provoke you. You're going to arise. You're going to shine. You know, that's why I love the children of this church. When they come into my office, I look about and I say, you are going to be the best in the class. They don't waste time. They say, yes, Pastor. And they come back to me and say, it's happening. I'm going to say it again. You're wonderfully, fearfully, dangerously created. You are the answer to this world. The whole creation is waiting for you to come into full bloom. You look like the MD. You look like the chairman. You look like the head and not the tail. You look like you belong on top. You look like the one that should be celebrated. You are made like God. God does not adapt to the mess. God sorts the mess out. That's why he's God. Any God that has to adapt to the mess cannot be God. Whatever you don't like, whatever is going on, you are going to be the solution. And as you are the solution, it's going to attract prosperity to you. And that prosperity is going to fit you. It's going to look like you've always been rich. It's going to look, you're not going to get lost. If you know that prosperity fits you, please stand to your feet. Look at you. If you are driving a Rolls Royce, you will fit in there. Who else should drive the Rolls Royce if not you? If you live in a nice house with a swimming pool, I can see you in the house. Look at the amen. I say I can see you in the house. Somebody told me my vision. I want to buy a Marua and start a business. I say I jump and pass for you. Marua, after you are close to me, I cancel it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at her. This one looks like United Nations Secretary General. Listen to me, child of God. What you bring to the table, multimedia, stay with me. What you bring to the table is what life rewards you for. What you bring to the table is what life rewards you for. And can you... Now, I want you... I wish I had some time. You know, value is what you bring to the table. Bring that up. Multimedia, I beg you, stay with me. Value is what you bring to the table. Don't expect people to pay you what you did not bring to the table. Value. Somebody say value. Value. Not what you value. Value is what the society values. Is what you bring to the table. And value is none other than solving problems and creating solutions to human needs. And lastly, value attracts money. I'll read it again in sequence. Value is what you bring to the table. And what is value? Value is solving problems and creating solutions to human needs. And value is what attracts money. And money can solve plenty problems. What you bring to the table is what life rewards you for. And I said that money is a major reward for solving problems or creating solutions. The Bible says, set out a man diligently producing results, creating solutions, just like Joseph. He will eventually stand before kings and not mere men. It's only a matter of time. Well, allow me to read Proverbs 26 and verse 13, the King James Bible. This is a warning to every one of us. This is deliverance. King James Version, Proverbs 26, verse 13. Okay, it's a problem. It says, the slothful man said, there's a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. The lazy man said, there's a lion in the way. A lion in the streets. Why? Lazy men justify their lack of productivity and they keep making excuses why they can't go for it. I wonder what's going on up there. If there's a lion in the way, that lion is in your mind. No grief for any kind lion like that. The slothful man says there's a lion in the way of becoming prosperous, in the way of becoming big time. The Living Bible says a lazy man won't go out and work. There might be a lion outside. The lazy man will go out to work. Listen to what they say. There might. It didn't say there is. There might be a lion outside, it says. He sticks to his bed like a door to its hinges. Listen to verse 16. Yet in his own opinion, he's smarter than seven wise men. You know what that means? He thinks he doesn't need to be busy like his boss. And that's the definition of a mumu. He thinks he doesn't need to be busy like his boss. That's the definition of a mumu. The Easy Bible, stay with me, I'm almost done. A lazy man thinks he's very wise. You know, the toughest work is brain work. That's why a lot of people don't think. Those of us that are thinkers, we are the hardest working people. Manual labor is not as tough as mental work. That's why the top echelon of society, the very few people, they are the thinkers. The laborers, they're in the millions. It doesn't take a lot to be a laborer. A lazy man thinks he's very wise. Very wise. He thinks he's wiser than seven people who can answer questions well. In his mind, he's wiser than the people that provide solutions. Stay with me. The Passion Translation says, there are some people so lazy they won't even work to feed themselves. They'll be sending me, send me 2,000, send me 1,000. But they are called the self-righteous. A self-righteous person is convinced he's smarter than seven wise counselors who tell him the truth. I want to plead with you. Stop justifying mental laziness. This is a thinking church. If you look at my eyes very well, you know that I have a processor between my ears. And many times I tolerate what you're saying, but I'm wishing you'd be better than that. Your processing speed will determine whether you'll get to the point of brilliant. Brilliant is not slow. Religion allows you to be slow. A kingdom life tells you you're a brilliant person. And God is counting on you to show how great He is. It takes little to spot problems and complain about them. Generally, no one is rewarded for doing that. It takes little to spot problems, come on now, and complain about them. Generally, no one will reward you or me for doing that. But it takes a lot of thinking to create solutions to problems. That's what makes you a superstar, and you will be rewarded, remunerated, honored, and celebrated. I give you an example. Everyone saw the problem of Pharaoh's pursuit at the Red Sea. And the Red Sea blocking them and Pharaoh behind them. But only Moses had the solution. And God gave him the solution. He said, raise your rod. And that was it. Same with Joseph. Everyone heard about the imminent famine. But only Joseph could create a solution for which he was handsomely remunerated, rewarded, and celebrated. I brought the name to church, Olubenileke, the God who causes me to emerge loaded. May our God prove to be Olubenileke in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare that you will emerge. You will not be submerged. I can't hear your amen. You will not be submerged. You will emerge. You will emerge into prominence, into eminence, loaded with money in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. This is who you are. Psalm 87, verse 5 to 7. I'm going to be showing you who you are. The New Living Translation says, "What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem." Verse 6 is the punchline. "When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs." When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become what it never was. It will become what it should be. It will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe that place with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. Verse 7, the New King James says, "They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion." The New Century Version says, "Happy are those whose strength comes from you, O God, those who want to travel to Jerusalem." Listen to this. "As they pass through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping, they make it like a spring. The autumn rains will fill it with pools of water. The people get stronger as they go, and everyone meets with God in Jerusalem." If you know that, you say amen. The Living Bible says, "Happy are those who are strong in the Lord." If that's you, say amen. Amen. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who want above all else to follow your steps. When they walk through the valley of weeping, listen to this, it will become a place of springs where pools of blessing and refreshment collect after the rains. Can I hear? Amen. He says, "You and I, we will grow constantly in strength, and each of us is invited to meet with the Lord in Zion." That's who you are. When you get there, it will become what it should be. Because of your creative capacity, because of your brilliant abilities. Finally, the instruction. Isaiah 60. Verses 1 to 5, the Living Bible. "Arise, my people." That's the instruction. I read to you from the Psalm who you are. I spoke to you about how God made you. Now the end of it is, "Arise, my people." He didn't say, "Arise, everybody." The same way he says the Lord brought his people out of Egypt. It is definite. It has to do with you. The Lord brought his people out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold. And so this instruction is for people who know who they are. "Arise, my people. Let your light shine for all the nations to see." Allow your creative capacity. Step forth in the brilliance of your ordination and the anointing that God has given you. Let your light shine for all the nations to see. Ah, they go see something. "For the glory of the Lord," listen to this, "is streaming from you." You don't know what it means? God sends their capacity into you, into the world. That meaning it will not enter the world except through you. "For the glory of the Lord is streaming from you. Darkness as dark as night shall cover all the peoples of the earth. But the glory of the Lord will shine" what? "From you." Because the Lord is streaming from you, the glory of the Lord will shine from you. All nations will come to your light like Joseph. What kind of amen? All nations will come to your light like Joseph. Mighty kings will come to see the glory of the Lord upon you. Lift up your eyes and see, for your sons and daughters are coming home to you from distant lands. You don't get it. What they went to look for, they're going to come back to you and say, "Lift up your eyes and see, for your sons and daughters are coming home to you from distant lands. Your eyes will shine with joy. Your hearts will thrill. For merchants from around the world will flow to you, bringing you what? The wealth of many lands. So shall it be. This is the word of the Lord. This is the counsel of the Most High. Thank you for enlightening our darkness. Thank you for reminding us how powerfully we have been made. Thank you because the glory of the Lord is streaming from us. Thank you because the glory of the Lord will shine from us. Nations will come to our light. Mighty kings will come to see the glory of the Lord. And our sons and daughters are coming unto us from distant lands. Our eyes will shine with joy. Our hearts will thrill with celebration. Because merchants, people that have money will come from around the world and flow to us, bring to us the wealth of many nations as they partake of our brilliant ideas. Father, thank you. For this is the surefire way we are going to emerge. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Celebrate the Lord for me, somebody under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Is there anyone that feels differently now? You know, I want you to go and stand in front of the mirror. I'm not talking about gassing. I'm not talking about you fooling around. Stand in front of the mirror and say, I know who I am. No more lazy thinking. We are the answer. I will be the pastor of the most brilliant people in Nigeria. You see, only three people said amen. You see, that's the problem. I said, I will be the pastor of the most brilliant people in Nigeria. Amen. Now my time is gone, but I'm sure you're glad I spoke the word to you.